welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. Today I'm doing things a little bit differently, and I'm going to apologize because there's probably going to be rattles and stuff. My 8-year-old Ethan and I just got done taking a 2-night, 3-day, more of a camping trip really than an overlanding trip. I mean, we were living out of the vehicle basically, but we're just down in Hoosier National Forest in Indiana where I live. And so we just got done with this long trip. And so that kind of gave me the idea for this podcast / vlog, which is showering while overlanding. You know, I see a lot of people buying like those Julkas or those Camp Lux, you know, hot water, propane water heaters for showers. And I've always been really intrigued by it. And I've also been kind of like torn on whether it's worth the investment or not. So today I'm going to talk about that a little bit. Pros and cons, kind of why I'm now, especially after this long trip, leaning more towards, you know, possibly doing something like that. But again, as always, I'd love to hear from you guys in the comments. I'd love to get feedback from you guys. If you're using them, let me know, you know, if you love them, if you hate them, if they're as good as they seem. So just let me know. But before we dive into it, I did just want to talk about my featured partners, Rugged Bound Supply Company. They make tents, roof racks, awnings, all kinds of awesome, high quality overlanding gear. So if you haven't heard of them or haven't checked them out, definitely click through that link below to go see what they've got. Overland Addict. Again, an amazing guy, amazing online overlanding store. He sells a ton of like premium gear. So everything from scottles to, you know, overlanding storage containers, just about anything you could imagine, right? So definitely go check him out through that link below as well. Then Last US Bag. These guys, you know, I've worked with them for quite a while. All of my stuff is Last US Bag. I love the quality of their gear. I love the fact that they are constantly inventing new stuff. So you definitely want to check them out as well. And then last but not least, Northology Adventures. Again, they lead like guided overlanding trips up in the Wisconsin, Michigan area. And they've also got a free digital online outdoor / overlanding magazine, which is totally free digital. So definitely subscribe to that. Start getting that every month too, because it's really awesome. But now let's talk about camp showers.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
All right, so back to today's topic of showering while overlanding. So let me start with a little story. So I historically, I've never had a shower. Thought about it a few times. I've actually had a few ideas of how I would mount it and stuff. Haven't committed to the price yet. The Camp Lux is like a budget Julka from what I can see, and people seem to like it. I know a couple people that have it. And on Prime Day, it dropped to like $125, $150, somewhere in that ballpark, which seems pretty reasonable to me. That was kind of one that I'm thinking about, right? But then you've got to carry even more water. It's not just the shower, right? But with a shower comes, you know, other additional things that you need, like more water storage, more quantity of water, a shower curtain or some sort of an awning so that you've got some privacy when you're showering, right? So there's other stuff that kind of comes with that that has kind of dissuaded me so far from, you know, picking up a shower. But I will say, so in the longest trip I think that I've been on where it was summer and really hot and just awful was West Virginia a couple years ago. We were out for 3 nights, 4 days, and that was the actual overlanding. And then there was about 10 to 12 hours to get there and 10 to 12 hours to get back. So call it 5 or 6 day trip, right? We went the first 3 days without showering. So we would, you know, travel to one location one night and we would camp. And then we would overland, you know, off-road the whole next day and explore, and then get to second camp and camp another night, that kind of thing, right? And we did that for 3 days, 2 nights, 3 days. And then that that third day, then we decided, one of the guys leading the sort of the group decided, hey, you know what we should do is just go to a state park where they have shower facilities, and then we can shower, we can relax. It was on a lake, so it was actually really nice. You could get in the lake and stuff, and it was really hot that day. So that's what we did. So we just ended up going to a state park, which wasn't ideal from a camping standpoint, right? It's not dispersed. You're not away from people. There were people around. So they kind of, you know, it gave us the opportunity to get a shower, which was nice, but it also kind of took away from the mood after some great, beautiful camp spots to, you know, go back to a regular old campground with a bunch of folks in like Winnebagos and stuff, right? Which, nothing against those folks. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them. But it's just not dispersed camping, right? It's not quote unquote overlanding. So, so it was great. I mean, getting that shower, I've never felt better, I don't think, in my whole life than after I got that shower after 3 days of not showering. So that brings me back to today, right? That's kind of what made me think of this idea for this podcast / vlog. Again, we've been out here for a few days. It's been hot. It's summer. It's actually, the weather's been really nice for Indiana in July, but, you know, 80-something during the day and 60, 55, 60 at night. So actually really nice weather, but even with that, it's still hot, it's still sweaty, you know, like, you're getting smoky, you're eating food, you're dropping stuff, you're, you know, it's just, there are bugs everywhere, you're spraying yourself with bug spray. So after a few days out here, I feel really gross right now. Like, I actually have, like, a desire to get in the shower. Like, I feel like I have to get in the shower. Like, I just feel gross, you know? So, again, that's what kind of made me think of this. So, my thoughts here is, I just wanted to point out, like, a couple options, right? I wanted to kind of talk through the benefits of a shower and also kind of the cons of a shower and start a conversation. And then, I would love for you guys to comment in the comments down below and, like, let me know your thoughts, because I'm sure that we're going to get people from both sides, right, that are going to say, no shower, that's for wussies. Go to a state park and take a shower quick and then just leave and go disperse camp again. Or there's going to be those people that say, it's life-changing, you should definitely get one. Or, you know, there are other alternatives, too, that I'm don't know quite as much about, but, like, I know Will from Venture to Rome recently did a video where he talked about his geyser shower, where you basically boil some water and mix it with some cold water in, like, a container, and then it pressurizes that water and you can spray it out of, like, a sponge that you can wash yourself with, which is an interesting proposition too, right? But let's talk about not showering, that option first, right? So kind of my thoughts on that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So as I mentioned, we've done the state park thing before. We did end up camping there, and that was the only sort of downside, was just being around a ton of people when you're trying to get out in the middle of nowhere and get away from everybody, right? But again, it felt really great to shower. It felt good to, you know, to change things up a little bit, and ended up actually being pretty nice. But again, that may not always be an option too, right? Like, that, it's not always possible to find a state park or something. That, like, we just happened to be lucky that we were in a part of Virginia where we were near one. So that's not always an option, right? It may not always be the best perfect option for you if there's nothing around, or if you don't want to spend any money, or if you don't want to be near people, right? So that's kind of option one. Option two, I think, is, you know, one of those less expensive and slightly less convenient options, like a geyser shower, like, you know, I think at, like, Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot, that sort of stuff, they sell, like, pressurized, either electrical pressurized water sprayers. And then again, you could boil water and mix it with some cold water yourself. You could just do that and make the water warmer, and then you could use a sprayer like that to give yourself a shower, right? And they're significantly less expensive than the full-on propane thing. They take less water, which is kind of nice, than one of the propane things that's going to put through, you know, a gallon per minute or whatever. I don't think their flow rate's that high, but you know what I mean. So that, I think, is another option too, but it takes up a decent amount of space from what I've seen. You know, if they are electrical, if they're powered by, like, say, a 20-volt, like, lawn machine battery or something, you've got to carry chargers for that. You've got to carry the battery. You may want to carry more than one battery if you're going to use it a lot, or you need to carry an AC or an inverter or something, some sort of thing to charge, you know, like a lawnmower battery or a weed eater battery, right? So that, I could definitely see pros and cons of that. And then you got to boil the water and you got to do all the work yourself, right, to make it basically work the way that you want it to. But I think that's an option, right? Like, and here's the thing about that too is you wouldn't have to bring it on every single trip. So like if you knew you were just going on a 1 day or a 2 day or a 3 day and you're like, I'm not going to shower, you wouldn't have to bring it, right? You could just leave it at home. It's a little bit more portable, I think, than like the full on shower system. So that's kind of nice. So that could be an option too. And then the third option, right, is like a Julka, a Camp Lux, propane powered, heated water, pressurizer thing, to use the technical terms. But again, there's a lot of complexity in other things that you have to have, right? So especially if you're not currently running a 5 pound or a 20 pound propane tank, you're going to need more propane to heat up that water, to take that shower. You need all the fittings, which, you know, I'm sure that they come with those, but you got to carry them all with you, right? You need to keep them in a drawer or a bag or a Rome box or something, a Zargus box, one of those types of boxes or something where it'll be, you know, waterproof and secure and where you know where it is. You've got to have a way to mount it, which that's not too tough. I think you can like hook it to your roof rack, or there's a number of ways you can do it. The way that I've kind of been considering it is along my back windows, creating some sort of like a frame. I know there's a guy named Rockstera that makes sort of these frames that attach to your roof rack and then sort of magnetize to the side of the truck, which is really cool. So I've been thinking about like a DIY version of one of those maybe to attach the Camp Lux to. And then like when I go on a trip, have it in the vehicle. When I get to camp and I want to use it, hook it to the roof rack, magnetize it to the side of the truck, put up a, you know, some sort of an awning or some sort of a privacy tent or something, and then just stand beside the truck and you shower like that, right? So that's kind of what I'm thinking. But you have to have the propane, you have to have a good amount of water, you have to, you know, you just, there are additional complexities that come with it. So I'm still a little torn on, you know, exactly which direction I'm gonna go. But again, that's kind of why I wanted to make this, was this is going through my mind. We're on our way out of Hoosier National Forest now. We stink, we're gross, we want to get home and take a shower. But what if we were there for 5 days? What if we were there for a week? You know, then the necessity for a shower becomes a lot more apparent, right? So, you know, do you guys use baby wipes? Do you use dude wipes? Do you use a bucket of water and soap? Do you, you know, what options are you guys using, and what are the pros and cons of them, right? Like, weigh in on your actual real life experience in the comments so that we can all kind of help each other. And I'd love to hear from you guys on what you think works best. So that was it. Again, I just wanted to kind of start a conversation about it. I think, you know, there are tons and tons of options, so I'm just trying to weigh them all out, and just wanted to kind of get your all's feedback and see what you guys are doing before making a decision about what I want to do next. But so then that'll be coming, I'm sure, down the road. I'll be talking about my Camp Lux, or I'll be talking about my Geyser, or whatever I end up doing, I'm sure we'll be talking about. So again, as always, thanks for listening. If you're not already, make sure to click that subscribe button, click the bell to be notified when new videos, new podcasts drop. You know, I put out a couple of videos a week, so I'm always putting out new content, and I love hearing from you guys and taking direction from you too on what you'd like to hear. Post up in the comments, let me know what you'd like to hear as well. Also in the description below are links to Facebook, Instagram, my podcast if you're on YouTube if you're on the podcast. There's also a link to the store where I sell some overlanding patches and stickers and things like that. So if you're into that kind of stuff, you know, definitely check that out. But other than that, I appreciate you guys listening as always, and we will just look forward to seeing you next week. Take care.